All right, let's move on to item 12, which is to consider and take possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code Section 54953E and to make related findings. Karen Levy, this item is yours. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is an item that goes before the board every 30 days to reconsider the circumstances in the county and decide whether you would like to continue to have board meetings conducted virtually under Government Code Section 54953 Subdivision E. Things haven't changed much since the last time. I included in the agenda packet information about the current health officer recommendation and if the board wishes to continue to approve teleconference meetings for the full board as well as the subcommittee, you may do so.
And this would cover if we adopted this recommendation to do so. This would cover us through the January 11 meeting, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then we could revisit it at that time. And actually, we have to revisit it at that time, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. All right. Any thoughts or discussion on this item? I know there is, generally a desire to get back into the boardroom. I can just say anecdotally, aside from what you read in the newspapers, the gremlin is still out there. I've had a couple of friends who both recently contracted the latest variant, got pretty sick, both, everybody boosted, vaccinated, boosted. So it's out there. There's no doubt about it. It's still a risk. So anyway, that's the experience that I've seen and know at the present. I think we're still targeting, Gail, remind me that, not targeting, the emergency orders expire February 28th. So our expectation is, if not before, we would return to the board meeting for the first monthly meeting in March, correct? And if not sooner. Fair?
I move to approve.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Clayton, she had your hand up.
No. And I will second that. I was just going to say, even yesterday at our board meeting, John Joya has COVID now, and he is so sick, he could not even come to our meeting remotely, even though we have that technology in place. I would love to wait until February at the earliest, but I think March is fine, just to give, most of what we're hearing, and I'm sure David can confirm this from our health department, is so much of what we are seeing right now is the post-Thanksgiving surge. And it's not just right now COVID, it's obviously the RSV, it's also the flu. I would like to give it time to work its way out past Christmas and New Year's before gathering with all of you. So even though I do go out and about, so I am really fine just saying, just so we are all on the same page, let's just wait till the emergency order expires and just plan on March reconvening in person.
All right. Thank you, Candace. So did I hear a motion, or was I imagining that?
I think David made a motion.
All right, David made a motion.
I'll second David's motion.
Yeah, so we have a motion and a second on item 12. Any further discussion, thoughts on that item? Seeing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll. I think you're muted. All right. Oh, sorry, Louis. Thank you. McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
Wong?
Aye.
And Sloan?
Aye.
All right. That motion carries 9-0. You'll see it again on the January 11 agenda. All right. So,